the 2011 United Nations Climate Change Conference, also known as COP17, began 1 week ago and will be concluding in just a few days in Durban, South Africa. With scientists reporting an increase in extreme weather events related to global warming, the summit delegates from around the globe bear the very real pressure and responsibility of protecting human lives for current and future generations. In recent months leading up to COP17, there have been media reports on the most rapid, effective, and necessary solution to global warming, the organic vegan diet. Some of the news reports cite leading voices on the climate change issue. For instance, the US-based Fox News quotes former US Vice President Al Gore, who in 2007 won the Nobel Peace Prize for his leadership on addressing climate change, through this article written by energy reporter Robin Bravender for the US-based news group Politico Pro. In a previous interview in 2009, Mr. Gore had said he had sharply reduced his own meat intake to help reduce global warming.
Industrial agriculture is a part of the problem, Gore said Friday during an interview with Fearless Revolution founder Alex Boguski. The shift toward a more meat-intensive diet, the clearing of forest areas in many parts of the world in order to raise more cattle, and the reliance on synthetic nitrogen for fertilizer are also problems, he added. Instead, Gore advocated organic farming and relying on more productive, safer methods that put carbon back in the soil to produce safer and better food.
On November the 14th, India's widely read English-language newspaper, The Statesman, quoted the influential Indian Parliament member and vegan Miss Maneka Gandhi as she spoke about the largest human-caused source of the potent greenhouse gas methane, livestock raising.
Global warming is caused by methane and not carbon dioxide, said Mrs. Maneka Gandhi, wildlife activist and BJP, Bharatiya Janata Party MP Member of Parliament, today during the launch of the Rotary Club of Calcutta Mayfair's initiative. Today, we're trapped in a debate over carbon dioxide causing global warming and climate change as it suits us and the West. After so many green marathons, green caps, green banners, and all the conferences worldwide, the year 2000 remained the warmest and carbon dioxide levels remained the same, she added. Methane has a global warming potential value, GWP, of 25 in 100 years time frame estimate, comparatively to carbon dioxide, which has the value of 1. Mrs. Gandhi said that if people stop eating meat, a major cause of the greenhouse gas, methane would go away in 4 years. To stop eating meat is nationalistic and pro-planet. If you want to save the world, stop eating meat, she emphasized, adding most of the Nobel Prize winners like Mr. Al Gore and Mr. R.K. Pachauri have advocated vegetarianism to lessen global warming.
While a global shift to an organic vegan diet is imperative, corresponding changes in agriculture are also vital. In November 2011, a report titled Achieving Food Security in the Face of Climate Change was published by the Commission on Sustainable Agriculture and Climate Change, which is a group of leading scientists convened by the Consultative Group on International Agricultural Research. The following is a coverage of this new report by Fiona Harvey from the UK-based newspaper The Guardian.
Billions more investment is needed in agriculture and food distribution systems around the world in the next few years if widespread hunger is to be avoided, according to a group of leading scientists. If that investment is directed towards sustainable forms of agriculture, then farming can also be made into a weapon in the fight against dangerous global warming, they said, as more environmentally friendly farming methods can result in soils absorbing carbon dioxide rather than releasing it. Agriculture has been neglected in international climate change negotiations, but if governments persist in ignoring the problem, then millions are likely to go hungry, according to a new report published on Wednesday morning, before the next round of negotiations in South Africa later this month. The scientists also called for a change in consumption patterns to ensure that basic nutritional needs are met and to foster healthy and sustainable eating habits worldwide. An increasing amount of food production is geared towards feeding livestock, as people like to eat more meat as they grow more affluent. The scientists also called for governments to create comprehensive, shared, integrated information systems on agriculture. But they said that the demands of an increasing global population for more food could be met without environmental harm if farming methods were reformed and farmers educated in sustainable techniques.
Whether we choose animal agriculture or organic vegan agriculture could mean the difference between facing no future and enjoying a truly sustainable one. Richard King, Economy Justice Policy Advisor for the leading UK charity Oxfam GB, contributed an article to The Guardian on this very subject. Dated June 1, 2011, it explains why demands for a meat-based diet could have a more detrimental effect on global health and hunger than population growth.
Feeding livestock is much less resource-efficient than growing grains for human consumption. Already one-third of the world's cereal harvest and more than nine-tenths of the world's soya is used for animal feed. Soya-derived feed may be produced on or indirectly contribute to expansion onto cleared rainforest land. Rainforests are very important natural carbon sinks, and therefore their clearance accelerates climate change, which is already challenging food production the world over. The production of 1 kilogram of beef uses 12 times the amount of water needed to produce 1 kilogram of wheat and more than 5 times the amount of land.
Next, internationally respected economist James McWilliams wrote an article on November 16, 2011, mentioning his support for the logical vegan solution to climate change. The piece was published as a blog on the website www.freakonomics.com, titled after the best-selling 2005 book Exploring the Hidden Side of Everything.
However, as a recent report from the World Preservation Foundation confirms, ignoring veganism in the fight against climate change is sort of like ignoring fast food in the fight against obesity. Forget ending dirty coal or natural gas pipelines. As the WPF report shows, veganism offers the single most effective path to reducing global climate change. The evidence is powerful. Eating a vegan diet, according to the study, is 7 times more effective at reducing emissions than eating a local meat-based diet. A global vegan diet of conventional crops would reduce dietary emissions by 87%, compared to a token 8% for sustainable meat and dairy. There's much more to consider. Many consumers think they can substitute chicken for beef and make a meaningful difference in their dietary footprint. Not so. According to a 2010 study cited in the WPF report, such a substitution would achieve a net reduction in environmental impact of 5 to 13%. When it comes to lowering the cost of mitigating climate change, the study shows that a diet devoid of ruminants would reduce the cost of fighting climate change by 50%. A vegan diet would do so by over 80%. Overall, the point seems pretty strong. Global veganism could do more than any other single action to reduce GHG emissions.
Climate change and world hunger are two very important reasons to forego meat and be vegan. Our final article excerpt, however, adds a third compelling reason, which is our health. In an article published on August the 20th, Sarah Novak for the Discovery Channel's PlanetGreen.com asks, "Are huge meat recalls scaring you vegetarian? And is widespread meat contamination a sign of the times?"
It's unclear why such vast meat recalls are becoming so much a part of the news. Is it a global food market, or is the USDA getting a handle on the contamination faster than they used to? Salmonella and E. coli are deadly to start off with, but the addition of antibiotic-resistant varieties are making them even scarier. It's like playing Russian roulette. You never know when you're going to get a bad batch, not cook it quite enough, and find yourself sick. Just last week, 36 million pounds of turkey products were recalled because of salmonella contamination. The Centers for Disease Control said that Salmonella Heidelberg, as it's named, has shown resistance to multiple antibiotic treatments. The CDC identified Salmonella Heidelberg through DNA fingerprints of Salmonella bacteria in order to link each to the outbreak. This week, Reuters reported that the U.S. Department of Agriculture said a company recalled about 60,424 pounds of ground beef products under suspicion of E. coli contamination. The bacteria was discovered through routine microbial testing conducted by the Ohio Department of Agriculture. While recalls can happen in any food product, they are commonly associated with eggs, meat, and poultry.
We appreciate the journalists, researchers, and media groups around the world who have been informing us of the links between our food choices and our planetary survival. May we all choose wise, earth-saving actions, with the foremost being the organic vegan diet and organic vegan farming. Speaking during a December 2010 video conference in the United Arab Emirates, Supreme Master Qinghai highlighted the urgency of our global climate change crisis, as well as the crucial solution.
I hope the government encourages the farmers to forego the cattle and poultry raising, to be vegan, organic vegan. Because for one, it is still much more costly in terms of food, energy, water uses to raise animals, whereas it costs less and less to have organic farming. We need every help right now in this emergency situation. Urgent time to save our planet. I hope our government will guide the agriculture sector to the organic vegan path and also use their knowledge and talents to share these good techniques with other countries. Because the world is interdependent and can cooperate together for a sustainable future. Again, and finally, we must change our lifestyle. We should live more simply, sustaining ourselves on the best diet and the economy ecology diet that is organic vegan.
Thank you for joining us on today's program. Coming up next is Words of Wisdom after Noteworthy News. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. Blessed be your wisdom and courage in helping to save our planet. The articles and reports featured in today's program are available to read on the following websites.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/EE.